Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Grant LaBeouf is back. Grant has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a leading expert on digital marketing. His firm is called Sticky Marketing Club, LTD, and a global consulting company helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. His book is called Digital Selling. And it's all about getting leads with the new media, folks, especially leads and sell more through the new media formats. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Grant LaBeouf, welcome. And by the way, joining us from London, England. Grant, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim. It's great to be back. Thank
good,
you.
Good to have you back. I was telling the audience before you got here about your joining us, Grant, and I was saying that, you know, I grew up when the maxim was selling is a numbers game. And you didn't, in those days, you didn't really focus on quality. You just went out and you shot at everything that flew, and you know, at some point in time, the quality would rise to the top because you could touch a lot of people at once. Well, today, you don't have that kind of access, and so you still have to have the numbers. But you better be prospecting for quality while you're doing it. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a really good point, Jim. I think what's happened is the big dynamic, which people need to understand, is that, as you said, it was a numbers game years ago because we lived in a world where, in relative terms, attention was abundant. So you could get people's attention
right, via,
you know, advertising, by picking up the phone and making those cold calls.
Or knocking on their door.
Or knocking on their door. And it was relatively easy to get people's attention. So you're exactly right. You just play the numbers game, and at some point, some be interested, you get some response. I think the big dynamic in a digital world where there is such a plethora of information, there's so much information being thrown at us from all different channels, is that attention has become scarce. And therefore, attention is the most precious resource out there in the marketplace, which every successful business needs. And therefore, you have to be more careful how you nurture it. And sure, if you're going to go after it, let's go after the people that are most likely to buy. Let's be more targeted, because getting that attention isn't easy.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's where what you talk about is so important, and your book is so important, because it helps people to find their way into those conversations and those communities where people are receptive. But you have to do it in a different way these days, don't you?
Yeah, I think the thing to do is to really understand who your target market is. Really think about what is the product or the service that you're selling to people. What are the challenges that they have that it meets? It's a good thing to think. Who's it going to be most important to solve those challenges? You know, that's your low-hanging fruit, if you like. They're the people that are most likely to buy. And it's really important to understand that who, because also we live in a world today, I'm sure you'll appreciate this, Jim, that is very commoditized. You know,
yep.
It's much harder to differentiate.
That's right.
And often we don't differentiate by what we do. We differentiate by who we do it for. So if we really understand who our target market is, it could be in a local area. It could be a particular sector of the market, like recruitment firms or law firms or whatever it is. But if you really understand who you do it for, you can create something very special for that market. And therefore, it's not what you do that's different, but it's who you're doing it for specifically that makes you stand out.
And oftentimes the experience that they have with you.
Exactly right. So if you understand who you're doing it for, you can then create something very special for them, and 100% agree with you. That then turns into the whole experience that you provide for that particular audience. And it may be that what you do is not that different from someone in the state next door or whatever else, but because of the way you do it and how you do it for that particular audience, it makes the experience special for them, and you attract people to you.
And in your book, you talk a lot about generating leads, which is one of that's the holy grail these days, because the leads are getting, as you say, with the attention span so tight, and the availability so tight, leads are getting really, really precious. And so this is where you shine, where you talk about how to make sure we do that. And one of the things you talk about is what I called earned media, and you called it getting other people to share your content. Talk to us about
that. Absolutely. Yeah, this is so important, Jim. I can't ever overemphasize it. But, you know, in the old days of marketing, if you think about it, what we used to have is we used to have the audience that we wanted to get to, the prospects, if you like, and then we had the channel which we used to get to those prospects.
Right.
So it might be, for example, you'd advertise in a magazine because you thought your prospects read that magazine. So the magazine becomes the channel. And obviously, you're trying to get to your audience or trying to get to your prospects.
And it's your media. It's your paid media, and that's the only thing. When you thought of media, basically all you ever thought about was what can I create and give to them.
Exactly right. And what I try and explain to people today is we live in a world today where the more information is disseminated through social sharing than through publishing or broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, what people need to understand is today we live in a world, because of social media and because of smartphones and other technology, every one of our prospects has their own media channel, whether that's their Facebook page or Twitter account or whatever it is. And therefore, your best channel to market today is your prospect and customer. In other words, I always say to people now, your prospect and customer isn't just a lead, but they are the channel.
Right.
And that's why focusing on the who is so important, because we all know the phrase, birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
You know, accountants know accountants, lawyers know lawyers. But if you understand who your audience is and you target them, then what happens is if they share your content, you're getting to more people like them. And that's the most effective way today to spread the message.
And thousands of dollars and man hours of creating media, old-fashioned media, which you still need to do. It's still part of your arsenal, but it's not more powerful than some small little person out there in your community saying nice things about you.
Absolutely.
Through their channel.
Yeah, word of mouth is the biggest influence on human behavior, what other people say and do, social proof. So you're exactly right. If you've got an advocate talking about you to others, that's worth, you know, a lot of paper.
It's gold. The book is called Digital Selling by Grant LaBeouf. And Grant, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's stickymarketing.com. So that's stickymarketing, all one word, .com.
Check it out, folks. When we come back, we're going to change the subject a little bit. I'm going to ask Grant to do some reporting for us after this break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.